Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The imperialist USA is using her corporate proxy, Accelerate Energy, to exert control over our strategic ports and sea to advance her geopolitical hegemony. The high-profile former U.S. ambassador to Bangladesh, Peter D. Haas, held a nearly hour-long meeting with Foreign Secretary Asad Alam Siam on Thursday, the 4th of September. Although neither side disclosed the details of the discussions, media sources reported that the talks covered the possibility of importing LNG from the United States, as well as current cooperation and future projects. Currently, Haas serves as a strategic advisor for Accelerate Energy, the Texas-based multinational that operates a floating LNG terminal in Meheshkhali, Cox's Bazar. It has plans to build another LNG terminal in Paira Butuakhali in the future. Haas has met with Foreign Secretary as its representative in Dhaka. Companies like Accelerate Energy play a critical role in advancing U.S. geopolitical influence, which aligns perfectly with the broader Indo-Pacific strategy, IPS. This is the modern, sophisticated, quote-unquote, soft imperialism that U.S. demonstrates through economic statecraft. The U.S. is now securing global influence not through 18th-century-style colonial operation. Instead, she is using tools like energy deals to forge a system of interdependence, where nations willingly align with American geopolitical interests. And this global system ensures that the critical sea routes and geopolitical choke points are ultimately secured by American power. Thus, energy deals with the U.S. are about more than just handing over our energy infrastructure and putting our economic sovereignty at risk. It is not just a matter of threatening our energy security by creating a permanent dependency on imported expensive LNG. Rather, what's more, the U.S. will keep sea routes open to countries that rely on energy imports, like Bangladesh and Pakistan. In the long run, Bangladesh would depend on the U.S.-led maritime security system for her energy needs. Our economic stability will hinge on the security the U.S. provides to maintain its hegemony. The prime location of Bangladesh is the reason that it has become a key battleground for the U.S. to maintain her global primacy in the region. The Bay of Bengal is a critical strategic theater, flanking the critical choke point, Strait of Malacca, and overlooking key Chinese energy supply routes. So U.S. has already engaged its most capable proxy in the region, Japan, to invest in Bangladesh's Matabari Deep Sea Port. This port can accommodate large motherships, a critical strategic feature. In the future, it could support naval vessels from Japan, the U.S., India, and other Quad partners. This directly serves the broader goals of the U.S. strategic interests. First, at the expense of our own. O people, we warn you of the impending danger of our sovereignty and our future. That danger is the unchecked hegemony of the imperialist U.S., which does not arrive with its soldiers on our shores waving American flag. It arrives with energy deals in our secretariats. It is more insidious and therefore more dangerous. It gives the appearance of a partnership but takes advantage of our strategic ports and sea and weakens our sovereignty. It is no surprise that these contracts from the U.S. buy the silence of our country's capitalist elites and corrupt politicians. But what is very worrying and disappointing is the silence of sincere politicians and thinkers we know, especially since the July uprising, about these American deals. Their silence is the result of the U.S. having engaged in our civil society and political institutions for a long time, producing leaders who are in tune with the U.S. worldview. At best, they view these deals from economic standpoint only, without grasping the fact that politically, it reduces us to a perpetual client of the U.S. rather than a partner. Hizb ut-Tahrir Wilaya Bangladesh, therefore, calls upon you to no longer be silent spectators of your own subordination. Unite with a competent party, Hizb ut-Tahrir, that has a clear project to challenge the hegemony of the imperialist USA. With your Lord and unwavering support, Hizb ut-Tahrir is ready to re-establish the promised Khilafah Rashida, caliphate on the method of prophethood, to take you to a position of collective strength, preventing subjugation by the imperialists. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Allah has promised those of you who believe and do good that He will certainly make them successors in the land as He did with those before them. Surah An-Nur, Ayah 55. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilayah, Bangladesh. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.